Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
If you love dogs, tune in to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes, live every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. We'll talk about everything dog and interview authors, experts, and amazing organizations, both locally and nationally. And don't even get me started on the pet food industry. I'm Julie Forbes. Find us online at www.dogradioshow.com and also as a free podcast on iTunes. The Dog Show with Julie Forbes, an evolved perspective on life with dogs.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue, now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website and bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And know you can also find us on Facebook these days, Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook. You'll find pictures. Janice took pictures of me and Dr. Bill in the studio before we started the show. I'm sure she's got those up there. And, oh, and I was going to tell you, Dr. Bill, I checked out our Facebook page, and Janice had posted a picture apparently from your Facebook page, and it's a photograph of you with I'm not sure who else, but you were at probably some kind of trade show or something doing your immune support. It's a really good photograph of you, and you're standing there with another guy. It's on your Facebook page.
It's probably Dr. McClung at the holistic veterinary meeting.
Okay. Yeah. But it's a great photograph. So if you jump onto the Animal World, Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook, you can see that photograph of Dr. Bill that I'm talking about. And you can pick up all the things that we posted, the recall and the elephant article and all kinds of good stuff on our Facebook page. And give us a like while you're there, would you please? And remember, we are still looking for volunteer call screeners. Don't need you for every Sunday, but if you've always wanted to be involved behind the scenes in the radio world, we'd love to have you become a part of Animal World. So check in with me. You can shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. You can go to marthanorwalk.com, send an email through the Contact Martha link, or you can give me a call at the office at 360-217-7258 if you'd like to do some volunteer call screening for us. All right, we're going to go back to the phones. We're in Olympia with Peg, and we were in the middle of a conversation about vaccines and so forth, and then something came up before the end of the hour that we want to go into. So, Peg, are you still with us?
I am. And could I back up 1 minute?
Sure.
Dr. Bill, on the puppy DPV, Dots recommends at 9 and 14 weeks, which is two injections. And, of course, the standard starts much earlier. Now, this puppy would be with the mother until 12 weeks, at which point I will transport it from Chicago in the car. And, of course, I'm worried
road
about
trip.
Road trip.
Hey, Peg.
Yeah.
I was born in Chicago.
Were you?
Yeah.
Cool.
Maybe it's a little bulldog named Martha.
I'm sorry?
I said you might be getting... Are you getting a little bulldog named Martha?
It would have to be Martha.
Because it's going to be a boy?
Bulldog.
Oh, well.
Yeah. There weren't enough girls. And it's not a done deal yet, but yeah.
So staying with the breeder and mom until 12 weeks of age, and then you transport.
That seems to be the magic thing for training and, you know, socialization and everything.
Well, as long as she's doing what she needs to do with those puppies, it's a long time.
Oh, yeah. This will be several generations raw fed. She's very concerned about how we're going to vaccinate, and she's studying up, too. So that's sort of the we finish each other's sentences. Isn't that a nightmare?
Yeah, I'm talking more behaviorally than anything else. But
Because
I see a lot of problems, behavior issues with dogs that have stayed with breeders too long. But it sounds like you're dealing with one that knows what she's doing. So certainly
she should cover
the behavior bases as well. So
she has one litter that's a little old. She had two litters right together, almost just two puppies each. But she's, you know, the litter that's about, I guess they're about 12 weeks now. They're already skateboarding.
Yeah, I love those bulldogs on skateboards.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Okay, so with the transport at 12 weeks, and Dodd's recommending the initial injection at 9 weeks and the booster at 14 weeks, does that work for you, Dr. Bill?
Well, I don't know what her, you know, obviously Dr. Dodd's has got an immense amount of information and a large database.
Uh-huh.
So I would have to trust her recommendations until proven otherwise.
Okay.
Each situation is a little bit different. I could tell you that, you know, cross-continent car ride is a major stressor, no matter, you know, how nice you're going to make it. That's a stressor for a dog, and obviously you're going to be careful where you stop to walk the kid and different things like that.
Yeah, that's getting harder every day.
Yeah. So,
well, now does the old thinking still hold true, Dr. Bill? I'm thinking, why would she pick 9 and 14 weeks? Well, does it still that we say if the puppies nurse with mom and get the colostrum at the right time, that mother's immunity can last, usually starts wearing off at 8 weeks,
right,
and can last up to 12 weeks?
Well, it can last up to 16 to 20 weeks.
Oh, okay. Well, because that's so I was thinking now that's changed a little bit. That would explain the 9 weeks and then a 14-week booster.
Right.
But if that mother's immunity can last up to 16 weeks, then wouldn't you want
to... Depends on how much immunity was given to the puppy, and so you really don't know. So that's it.
Can you tell by running titer tests or anything?
Nobody ever does that on the puppies.
Okay.
But you could run. I don't know if they have it for rabies, but for your distemper parvo, I don't think they have a quantitative titer that I'm aware of where they actually run it out and dilute it out and dilute it out. Most of the tests are pass-fail. Now, I might be incorrect on that. And I'll check that out just so I'm sure.
Okay.
But I don't think they run a true titer on your distemper parvos.
Okay.
Yeah, when I've run them at Dr. Dodd's Hemopet, I think I got a numerical number.
Well, you'll get a numerical number, but it doesn't mean they ran the dilutional titer. They dilute it out to a number. Mm-hmm. So, but I'll check into that. So, okay. 9 and 14 weeks is as good as anything.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to transport because, number one, you don't ever want to ship you can't ship a bulldog on an airplane anymore. It's totally
impossible.
It's
just too risky because...
Yeah, so airlines won't do it unless it's in cabin. And a puppy that's traveling in cabin has to be put in a carrier underneath the seat. And I'm worried to death about what they clean these airplanes with and that carpet. You can tell I own parrots. You know, and I own an older 12-year-old chemically sensitive dog named Pershing.
Right.
So I'm not too sure I want to stick a puppy underneath an airline seat. And of course, so you're at their mercy. You could get stuck on an air on a runway for hours.
Right.
Yeah. So you don't have any way to let them out.
So basically, you're driving to Chicago to pick up the puppy if this happens.
That's it. Yeah. I mean, it's about a 2-day trip.
So if we talk about immune modulation, and it's interesting when you listen to the experts and say, well, you know, this is the best time to get immune response. Unfortunately, none of them are familiar with what you can do naturally with the veterinary immune tabs to improve the response. And so we've got studies that we've done in 5 species, and we've tracked the vaccine-induced antibody level response in control groups and then treated groups. And a really, really, really long story short is, on average, we increase the vaccine-induced antibody titer about 400%.
Wow.
No, I think the first time we had this discussion on the air, Bill, which has been some time, but I think it was pigs.
Yeah, we did our first.
So you just said 5 species. So who else have
you
been testing?
Well, we've done 1 cat. We've done dogs. We've done pigs. We've done cattle. And then we did goats.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And then 400% with everybody.
Well, it ranges anywhere from 250% to 600%.
Wow. Wow.
Right. So in the study that we did, Peg, in pigs, is we took 30 16-day-old piglets, and we bled them to do a rabies titer. And, of course, it's going to be negative because their parents weren't immunized for rabies and they're not exposed to rabies.
Mm-hmm.
And then we divided the groups into 3 groups of 10. We vaccinated all 3 groups for rabies. And then the first 10 got a placebo. The second 10 got straight transfer factor. And then the third 10 got a formulation similar to Immune Chews.
And they got this before they were vaccinated?
Right when they were vaccinated.
Right when they were vaccinated.
And then we dosed them twice a week for 3 weeks.
Oh.
Then we went back 21 days and redrew the rabies titer.
Uh-huh.
So the first group had your typical antibody response. This was run at Kansas State University. The second group got about 100% increase over the control group, the first group. And then the third group that got the combination product averaged 429% increase.
Wow.
Now, the interesting thing is that the first group, 3 out of 10 did not titer at all, or not a protective titer.
These are the ones that just got the vaccine
and got a placebo.
No immune modulation. Okay.
Right. So the first group, 3 out of 10 did not titer, get a protective titer. The second group, 1 out of 10 did not titer. And then the third group, they all got high titers.
And that was the combo group for the immune.
The point of this is that if you prime the immune system, now in this situation, we couldn't go in and give them the product, let's say a week or two ahead of time. It had to be the way this was set up. We just had to do it when we were there. And then dose it afterwards. But in the ideal sense, with a puppy, you would start immune supplementation a week or two before immunization, which maximizes your potential response.
Okay.
And this also ties in with the Plechner stuff, is that when people are looking at their Plechner patients, and these are immune-deficient animals, they very often either don't respond to titers or they respond in an anaphylactic or a very serious reaction. In fact, I had a boxer dog patient of mine a year ago that went somewhere else, and they said, well, you know, Fido is overdue for rabies. Why don't we do that while he's here? Oh, okay. And dog was dead in a week.
Oh, gosh.
So these imbalanced patients respond in an abnormal way. If you get these patients on the Plechner protocol, the point that I try to make to these folks is that we can only bring that patient back up to its own genetic potential. We can't necessarily make that patient a better responder. We can only bring it back up to the average response. When you add in immune modulation, you take that patient above its genetic potential. That is a gigantic difference, and none of these specialists know that. Their studies aren't based on it. They probably never will be. So anyways, let me just finish this out real quick. Gene Dodds looked at our rabies titer study, and, you know, she's a very nice lady, and she looked at us. She says, "What the heck are you guys doing?" I said, "Well, we're just kind of doing our thing, Gene." And she was so impressed, she wrote the paper for us.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to know about, because you'd mentioned that earlier, that she wrote something. So
she wrote the summary study for our swine titer study, and then, you know, we did.
Well, because she is one of, you know, the experts to be on, for her to be impressed with what you guys are doing, that's saying a lot.
Well, you know, and nobody else is doing what we're doing. It's just that we aren't getting the news out, unfortunately. So in a puppy
we're trying.
But in a puppy like this, I'd have it on, you know, some immune tabs before the trip. You prime the immune system. You're, you know, more than likely not to have an adverse reaction, and you're just about guaranteed to have an improved response to the immunization. And the other part of this is if you're priming the immune system to respond in a more efficient manner to the vaccine, then that patient is also primed to respond to regular everyday introduction to pathogens.
Better
and faster. It's all about timing and numbers. So,
So if Peg follows this advice, and the breeder, the puppy will still be at the breeder at 9 weeks, and she'll do the vaccine. So you'd recommend this puppy go on what, the immune tabs at like 8 weeks or something before that first?
Either the immune tabs or the immune chews at about 8 weeks.
So the puppy's had it for a week or so before the first vaccine, and then you'd continue that. And that was going to be my next question: was the immune tabs? Do we use the green label, which is the lower, the red label, which is the really potent stuff, or the immune chews?
Could use the immune chews or the green
green label.
Yeah, or just a low dose of the. Because Pershing is on the red immune tabs, you could just do a low dose of that.
And what would a low dose be?
The pup will be in Chicago then. So.
Yeah, what's the puppy going to weigh at?
About 8 weeks?
What do you think it's going to weigh?
I have no idea.
10 or 12. So I'd do a half a tablet a day of the red tabs.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Per puppy.
Yeah, if it's
what about green
10
tabs?
To 12, you could do a half a tab a day.
And then immune chews?
Big difference there is the extract and the mushroom extract, and there's no overdose with the mushrooms. I mean,
and the mushrooms are in the red. That's the real potent stuff, and for the cancer patients and stuff.
Right, there's a larger amount.
Not in the red. Oh,
there's a larger concentration of the transfer factors and the medicinal mushrooms in the red tabs.
Okay.
Same ingredients, it's just concentration.
Just more.
Exactly.
More concentrated. Okay.
So,
that makes sense.
Yep.
Okay. I'm pretty sure the breeder will want it.
Yeah, actually, you know, the immune chews were developed for puppies. Just because of different palatability and a simpler formula, and that's really what
those... And some cats like them, too.
And cats like them, too, but that's really what the immune chews were developed for. There's a lot of extract and probiotics in a very simplified formula, because in a healthy patient, that immune system wants to respond. It's not encumbered by disease, where in a mature animal or a sick animal... That immune system is encumbered by disease, and it's below baseline, and so you gotta give them more ingredients for a longer period of time. But in a puppy, it doesn't take much because they're healthy. That's why the immune chews are simple.
Janice, is that your swine rabies titer study?
Mm-hmm.
Janice has now posted that on Animal World's Facebook page and on Dr. Bill's Facebook page.
Oh, thank you, Janice.
So if you go, you can go, Martha Norwalk's Animal World gets you to our Facebook page. Dr. Bill, do we just look at, what are we, Dr. Bill, Burlingame? What's your Facebook address?
Burlingame Veterinary Consulting.
Burlingame Veterinary Consulting or Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Both Facebook pages have this swine rabies study posted now. Thank you, Janice.
Okay, I'll look at that very carefully.
Fletcher
test would be run at what point on this puppy?
You can run it at any age.
Yeah, you just don't run the whole EI1 panel with puppies.
Yeah,
they don't run the antibodies. They just do the estrogen, cortisol, T3, T4.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, well, because isn't that because of the mother's immunity and stuff? And
curiosity for me, I would want
you would
to
do
just
the whole
do
thing?
The whole thing because it's the big expense is in the estrogen and the thyroids and stuff. So if it were me.
So you'd just do the whole thing.
You're going to go to the hassle, I would be just
run everything interested on general to principles.
Just interested to see the baseline.
Yeah.
And how it, okay. if it changed over time.
At what age?
At any age you want.
Okay, mother's immunity doesn't kick
well,
into
it's
that.
Not going to influence the estrogen, cortisols, and thyroids.
Okay.
Well, it seems to me that when you're saying what age, any age, if you're going to do it, why not do it prior to vaccines so you have a baseline?
No, you're not.
Doesn't matter?
No.
So do it at 8 weeks rather than nine or after she's doesn't matter?
The vaccines won't change the Plechner test.
Okay.
But you're checking different things.
Okay.
Right.
And just a sideline here before we take care of advertisers and sponsors. When you were talking about, like, Plechner dogs or animals having allergic reactions to vaccines and so forth, do we really know what they're reacting to? Is it the virus dead or killed or whatever, or alive, that or could it be some of these other things like the stuff that Peg doesn't want in the vaccines, the other ingredients that they're reacting to? Do we know what they're reacting to?
No, we don't.
Okay.
You know, you have an adjuvant in a vaccine. An adjuvant,
yeah, adjuvant
is essentially, in a generic term, an irritant. And what that does is to stimulate the immune cells to go to this site and look for something. And so it irritates it, and the body responds. So that's what an adjuvant is, essentially. Then you got preservatives in them.
Right.
And then you've got the virus particles or the Bactrim particles, like for leptospirosis. And sometimes the adjuvants are in there because sometimes those fractional parts of the organisms, be it viruses or bacteria or whatever, aren't irritating enough to have the body respond to them. Of course, that's in a group of patients that their immune system isn't primed properly. And if your immune system is primed properly, you probably wouldn't need adjuvants. You're still going to need some sort of preservatives, but you might not need the adjuvants.
Interesting.
So what are they reacting to? I don't know if anybody can be really sure. I'm sure there's studies out there where they took just pure vaccine or just pure adjuvants, or just preservatives, but I've never seen those studies. I know they've been done, but were they released?
Okay. All right, well, we need to take care of advertisers and sponsors. Peg, have you got more you want to talk about? Do you want to stay on?
No, I don't, except Pershing is now about 12 years old.
Wow, congratulations.
For a bulldog, that's
amazing.
Especially a puppy mill bulldog, that's about 7 years beyond.
And you never updated me on what you did on his Medrol dose after his last test, so you can drop me an email and let me know.
Okay, I'm leaving it. Well, okay, I'm leaving it the same for now because I think he's absorbing better and better.
Good.
With
the broth and.
Well, no, that's the raw plus the bone broth plus now I've got him on Answers fish stock and fermented goat milk.
Mm-hmm.
He's
got probiotics up the yin yang, and goes to your.
Well, but he's a really messed up, but 12-year-old doing good Pershing bulldog.
He's bouncing off. He's feeling good.
Yeah. All right. Okay. So, well, we'll let you go, Peg.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for all your input.
Okay, thank you. Bye. Mm-hmm.
Bye. Bye-bye. All right, we're going to take care of advertisers and sponsors, and then we'll come back and do a quick current events and continue with Vet Sunday. Dr. Bill Burlingame's in the house. And, oh, and we still have Missing Link to give away. We did pick up a winner. So if you'd like Missing Link, give us a call, 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Margaret Peggy Kaler, branch manager at Westar Pacific Mortgage, shares your passion for animals, supporting animal rescue in the community. A charter member of Rotary Club of Duval and past president of the Duval Chamber of Commerce, Peggy shares your values and volunteers at the Cowgirl Spirit Rescue. Call Peggy at 206-947-0615 or visit PeggyKaler.com for your next mortgage. NMLS number 393352. Westar Pacific Mortgage. NMLS 1100211 and WA-CL number 1100211. WBA Westar Mortgage Corporation. NMLS 93243. An equal opportunity lender. Have you heard about energy balancing for animals? Elite master of the bioenergetic synchronization technique, Nels Rasmussen, has been creating transformations in health, mobility, and athletic performance in dogs, cats, and horses for over 30 years. To learn more, you can visit online, NelsHealingMinistry.com, or call 425-238-2668. That's 425-238-2668. The All Breed Equine Res Q, a nonprofit organization located in Marysville, needs your help. They're looking for donations of hog fuel, gravel, and sand. Also volunteers to help care for their rescued horses. Other items on their wish list include wood and money donations via snail mail. Please call the All Breed Equine Res Q to find out how you can help at 425-263-6390. That's 425-263-6390. To help make a difference in the life of a rescued horse, please mail your tax-deductible donation to All Breed Equine Res Q, P.O. Box 442, Snohomish, Washington, 98291.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
More choices, more topics, more shows. One station. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and boy, we're on the downside of this week's edition of Animal World, but we're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Please remember, if you have mortgage needs, to tap our source, Peggy Kaler at Westar Pacific Mortgage in Duval. She is the best. She's helped me with all my mortgage stuff and made what could have been really complicated really, really simple. And besides that, she's an animal person and supports Cowgirl Rescue, Horse Rescue, and she is an animal advocate all the time and a mortgage gal the rest. So check her out. You'll find a link on the Animal World homepage to, I think it says Peggy Kaler Mortgages, and that's what you want to click on. And then remember Dr. Nels Rasmussen. Check out his website, NelsHealingMinistry.com. Go to the testimonial page. Watch the videos. Unbelievable. The number of paralyzed dogs from the waist down, no drugs, no surgery, and they're walking again after 4 to 6 treatments. He just is amazing to me. And support All Breed Equine Rescue up in Marysville if you can. Volunteer or donate. And, gosh, I promised you current events. We'll get it in before the end of the hour, but, you know, as is usual in the last hour, phone lines are lighting up. So let's head to Bothell And Sue, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Bill Burlingame.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Sue?
I'm fine, thanks.
And we've talked to you before, have we not?
Yes, several times.
Have you talked to Dr. Bill before?
Not Dr. Bill, yes.
Okay, I think we've encouraged you to call in. You've got a kitty named Jasper who's 13 years old?
Right.
Is that right? And don't we have some kind of chronic sinus thing going on with this kitty?
Yes.
So tell Dr. Bill what's going on with Jasper.
Okay, so about a year and a half ago, he had a CAT scan and rhinoscopy and was diagnosed with an inner ear infection and severe chronic rhinitis. And so since then, he's been on prednisolone, anywhere between 1 and 2 milliliters, and antibiotics off and on. So he's not on antibiotics right now, just the prednisolone. And then his liver values went up, so now he's on a liver medication also. He's sneezing, coughing, runny nose, hard time breathing, and now he's got blood coming out of his nose when he sneezes and stuff. So I guess I want to know if you have something else to try and or if your immune tabs would help him. And I've had...
I think the only answer to that is they certainly couldn't hurt, and yeah, they'll probably help, but geez, Dr. Bill,
And Dr. Nels and Jude and Paul have worked on him.
Dr. Nels and Jude and Paul have done remotes on the air, but this has been going on for quite a long time.
And he did seem to get better, like Darcy said, for a little bit, but then he got worse.
Okay. What do you feed Jasper?
I feed him a mixture of canned food and raw food.
Oh, good. So, in these cats, and how long has this been going on?
Well, he was diagnosed a year and a half ago, but his symptoms, although not as bad, started at least a year earlier.
Okay.
About 2.5 years ago it started.
Okay.
Probably.
All right. So, yes, immune supplementation in these kitties is always a great place to start because it's easy to do and it's economical as long as they'll, you know, consume the products.
So probably the immune chew with
that would
he's
be
a kitty.
Your highest,
would that be the
right?
Best
that choice? Would be the most palatable, and go into the green immune tabs if we could get it in, because we got some raw foods we could work with as a method to medicate the green immune tabs would have a lot more support nutrition. So either way, one would be an appropriate trial. The other thing you got to look at is a Bartonella test to see what sort of, if there's a low-grade infection of Bartonella.
Would that be like a titer test?
There's a test they can
do
for that.
Has also, that ever been done, Sue? Has the cat ever been tested for Bartonella?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a lot of people miss that.
Ah.
It's an easy thing to do. And the other thing, there is some very advanced DNA testing that you can do. It's called PCR testing, and we can, on a blood sample, test for presence of different organisms, and sometimes that's very worthwhile, is doing PCR testing to see, is there a herpes virus or is there, you know, just what organisms are in there.
So especially with a chronic case like this, huh?
With a chronic case. Then I would be looking at vitamin D levels on this kitty.
Because we can test for that now in cats, too.
Easy to do and easy to medicate. So
and you know what?
I know where to do that. Yeah.
My cats have all been tested, and 3 of my 5 cats now are on vitamin D drops.
Right.
They love it.
Yes.
I call it Bubba's favorite. I get out that dropper. Yeah. They jump up on the counter, and they actually come right up to the dropper, open their mouths for their vitamin D drop.
Wow.
They love it.
So, and we know that just like in humans, vitamin D has a lot to do with immune function. Vitamin D is not a vitamin. It's a hormone, essentially. So looking at vitamin D levels is easy to do. So those would be the first things that I would be doing in this case. Just as far as vitamin D goes, you could go to dmakesadifference.com. dmakesadifference.com.
Oh, it's a website.
It's just a little informational site. But anyways, vitamin D, a Bartonella test, a PCR test, and the first thing that I'd be doing is I would get on some sort of immune supplementation. Normally what I'll do in this situation is send you a bag of Immune Chews, which is our most palatable. But then we also, it's a good idea to try some of the immune tabs, which you break up and see.
Okay. See if he'll crunch them.
If he'll eat them, right.
And he's pretty good about eating things in his food.
So just, you know, you could do a month or so of the immune support, which is indicated no matter what this cat has, it's indicated.
Okay.
And you see where that takes you. And then if it's like, you know, we're still having issues, then you got to look for underlying infections and underlying deficiencies and all that.
So now if Sue wants to pursue this, was it Dr. Bill? Mm-hmm. I mean, she has to get the immune stuff from you.
Yeah.
And would the place to start be to call you to order this stuff?
She can call or email, okay. And I can get that mailed to her. And then if we want to do, whatever veterinarian she's going to could do a lot of that testing, the Bartonella test and the PCR test.
Well, that's what's so nice about you doing the phone consultations, because you can kind of coach people wherever they are as to what to do and then send the immune support if they need it. So, Sue, have you written down Dr. Bill's contact information?
I was going to get it off your website.
Okay. Yeah. MarthaNorwalk.com. And then a link will come up that has Dr. Bill's phone number for those of you that would like to write it down. It's 425-903-1913. 425-903-1913. If you want to email him, you can do that to Bill Burlingame, DVM. @gmail.com, BillBurlingame@gvm.com. Now, I suppose if somebody's listening and they'd like to come and see you with their animal friend, you do that via Quilcita Vet Clinic, and you're in on Monday and Tuesday. So Quilcita Vet up in Marysville. Okay, Sue, any other questions?
I think that's it. Thank you very much.
All right, News Day, let's follow up on this because we've been talking to you a lot, and I want to know if you follow through with this and what happens, okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay. Thanks for calling Animal World.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
All right. We've got a long-time friend of Animal World. Let's get started with him before we take care of advertisers and do current events. We're going to Monroe, and it's Dick. Good morning, Dick. How are you?
Good morning, Martha.
Haven't talked to
I
you for a long time.
Radio in the background isn't gonna get you.
It sounds okay to start. We'll let you know, though, if it messes up the detail.
Okay, good.
So,
good
to hear from you. What can Dr. Bill help you with?
Yeah, I was curious if he knows about or if he has a copy of the Joel Wallach veterinarian thing from the school.
From what?
It's a veterinarian
textbook?
Handbook that has been used in the veterinarian school since about 1983.
You'll have to give me the name of the book.
I just wonder if you're familiar with Dr. Joel Wallach.
I'm trying to think of the name of the product line that he's associated with. He's big on minerals, that's for sure.
Longevity.
And he, didn't he do that cassette tape that was out years ago about Doctors Don't Lie or something like that?
Yeah,
right.
He's the one.
Right.
And
so I guess he is, Dick. Yeah. Dr. Bill knows lots about all kinds of stuff.
So. Yeah, but I just wonder, I tried to get a hold of that veterinarian book. I called them up, and they had two copies. They said, "Do you want one?" I says, "Well, how much is it?" And he said, $900.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
And that was still used in the veterinary school.
I don't know what school it's used in.
The dead doctors don't lie.
Yeah.
But he talks about the difference between minerals that are not bound to plants.
Right.
And the ones that are bound to plants and the effect on...
Is that the chelated thing you're talking
animals
about?
And, right. Critters.
Yeah, those are your chelated minerals.
They're not chelated. They're plant...
Well, that means
they... call them chelated, but they're plant...
Right.
The minerals are run through the plants.
Right.
And they become available for human and animal usage. But if they're inorganic, and if they're in the elemental stage,
yes,
we can't use them. And
right.
Animals can't use them.
Well, that's what Dr. Bill was explaining, the chelation process earlier.
Yeah, it's called chelation, but essentially, yeah, they're bound, they're processed by plants. And
are
bound to a protein that's called chelation, and they're made available so us mammals can absorb it.
Yeah, have you ever run any comparisons between the chelation from plants versus the? I think I lost you.
No, okay. we're here.
We're here.
Bill?
Oh,
or
yeah, you got a long delay.
Yeah.
Listening for, got kids used by the radio.
Okay.
But I just wondered if you run any tests between the plants, the raw plants, like Martha's using raw meats and stuff, and raw plants versus the sea minerals that have not been chelated. And the effects on the body.
What? Say that word again. It came across garbled for me.
Which one was it?
Sea meal or something?
Well, you wanted
sea
to
minerals.
Know. The sea minerals, you said?
Yeah, the sea minerals that are not chelated.
And if there have been any studies between that and the chelated minerals. I don't know. You guys aren't working on that kind of stuff, are you?
We're not doing any studies.
Wallach is the only one that I know has done experiments on that, and another person by the name of Dr. Menard Murray, who's an MD, that wrote the book Sea Energy for Agriculture.
Mm-hmm. Well, the minerals in the sea are going to be processed by your algae.
Yeah, if you eat the algae.
So they're essentially
right,
going
so
to be
those
chelated.
Are your, right, so those are your plants in the sea is the algae.
Algae and sea plants.
Exactly. So your what they're talking about is the phytoplankton, and the phytoplanktons process all that. That's why whales, the largest species on the planet.
Why they feed on them.
That's why they feed on them, because they're a complete diet.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, well, Dick, we're running short on time, so we got to go.
Okay.
But good to hear your voice. And
yeah.
And thanks for the information.
It's all good.
Thanks for calling Animal World.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks, Dick. Bye-bye. All righty, let's take care of our advertisers and sponsors for the last time in the show, and then we'll cover current events. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Urine contamination is a common and stubborn problem. Conventional cleaning methods are not the answer. Anti-Icky Poo works quickly and naturally, and it's my all-time absolute favorite odor neutralizer. This unique bacteria enzyme solution converts the waste directly into carbon dioxide, a safe and odorless gas found in everyday clean air. Ask your vet for Anti-Icky Poo or call 1-800-745-1671. Anti-Icky Poo, it's a serious product with a funny name that really works, especially on cat urine. 1-800-745-1671.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Alternative Talk 1150 is now being broadcast in digital quality on FM 98.9 HD3. So rejoice, you early adopters of technology.
Hey, y'all, Martha Norwalk, and boy, we're winding down this week's edition of Animal World, but you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk AM 1150. Before we run out of time, we need to do current events. Okay, then. Boy, we've got some interesting stuff going on up at the Northwest Stream Center in Everett. I know Dr. Bill has gone to some of their presentations up there. This is the new one, Citizen Science Meets Sasquatch, How a Well-Trained Group of Citizen Scientists Can Solve the Mystery of North America's Most Elusive Creature. And this presentation is going to be Thursday, June 18th at 7 p.m., $5 if you're a member of Stream Keepers, $7 if you're not. It's presented by David James Gordon, who's the author of the Sasquatch Seekers Field Manual. So this is all for real and very serious, apparently. So sounds like a fascinating presentation. There'll be a book signing after the show, and you need to call for reservations, 425-316-8592. Then on, Thursday, June 11th at 7, you can join naturalist and author Rob Sandelin at the Northwest Stream Center for All About Bees, the most important insect on the planet. Again, $5 and $7 and pre-registration required. Check it out at www.streamkeeper.org. Okay, your last chance to join me for my very popular series of classes, under the Keys to Understanding Your Animal Friends. Part one is Communicating with Animals, and that's next Wednesday, June 3rd at East West Bookshop, the new location in the Roosevelt area of Seattle. It's in the Top Foods or Whole Foods complex, lots of free parking, 6:30 to 9, Communicating with Animals. The following week, June 10th, 6:30 to 9 is the human to animal transference, and goes right along with the communication, and a lot of the tools you need to open the channels to communicate come through in that second class. So I hope you will join me. I'd love to see you at Communicating with Animals, June 3rd, Human to Animal Transference, June 10th. They're both from 6:30 to 9 p.m. at East West Bookshop. And $20 per class, $35 for both. You can give them, and remember, plenty of free parking. Give them a call to register at 206-523-3726. That's 206-523-3726. All right, I told you I got some stuff for Darcy Pariso, Animal World's animal communicator. She will be on the Cherry Divine Show on Harmony Radio. That'll be Thursday, June 18th at 6 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time. Questions about your animals, you will call in to a phone number on Skype at harmony.radio1. And then on Saturday, July 25th, she'll be at the Conscious Wellness Fair, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. in the Kent Commons. New on the current events, Paws Walk 2015, Saturday, August 29th. Mark your calendars. And then I got to tell you, woohoo, would you like to spend my birthday with me? There's an opportunity to do that. I will be at the Ananda Sustainable Community Open House event on Saturday, June 20th. That's my birthday. It's in Linwood. If you've always wanted to know what Ananda's all about, if you want to, would like a tour of the community, there is going to be also the summer solstice celebration. A lot of booths and vendors between 3 and 5 in the afternoon. It starts at 3 o'clock. I'll be at the welcome booth, so you won't have any problem finding me. You can come wish me happy birthday at the welcome booth. Check out all the booths, and there'll be stuff down from the CSA and their farm on Kameno, and lots of other booths. Then there'll be the solstice celebration at 5 o'clock, and that's always a grand event. Then at 6 o'clock, a free vegetarian dinner. And it's usually a spaghetti dinner, and I help with that too. So I'm hoping you'll join me for my birthday at the Ananda Community Open House Summer Solstice Celebration and free dinner. That's on Saturday, June 10th. Starts at 3 p.m. and goes to about 7 p.m. So I hope you'll see us there. And then, let's see, next week, Shelter Rescue Sanctuary and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. We'll talk with the birds at Mollywood and Macaw Rescue and Sanctuary. We'll catch up with the horses in Marysville. We'll catch up with Aline Fortgang from Friends of Woodland Park Zoo Elephants and get the lowdown on what's going on with Bamboo and Chai and what's happening with the Federal Endangered Species Act lawsuit and all that stuff, and when Aline's going back to check on the elephants in person. All that good stuff. And hopefully Nyaswami Reeman McGillaway from, co-spiritual director of Ananda will be with us for a period of time. Got to do a welcome interview and find out more about this grand open house where you can come and meet me and also see the Ananda community and join in the celebration. Okay, then. So, and let's see. Mike also tells me we've got regular programming going on today, so you can stay tuned after Animal World for an encore presentation of Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis. And I can tell you it was a live show last Wednesday, so it'll be a new one if you didn't hear them last Wednesday. So, my goodness, another show just about under our belts, Dr. Bill. Mm. And I want to just, in the few minutes we've got left, is talk about how people can get a hold of you. The reasons for reaching out to you would be, A, if you're in another part of the country, if you really like what Dr. Bill's talking about, you need some of these immune support products, either version of the immune tabs or the immune chews, and then there's the transfer factor for people. You can get those directly from Dr. Bill. But he also does a phone consultation for $60. So if you are someplace else in the country or you know someone that's someplace else in the country that needs some coaching as to all of these different kind of diagnostic things that can be done and then the help and the immune support and all that sort of stuff, then it is definitely worth calling Dr. Bill. And I want you to write down his contact information. You can reach him at 425-903-1916. That's 425-903-1916.
1913.
425-903-1913. And you can also email him, BillBurlingameDVM@gmail.com. BillBurlingameDVM@gmail.com. Or go to MarthaNorwalk.com and wait for the link to come up that will have his phone number and email address. You can also find him on Facebook, and that would be Burlingame, and that's BURLINGAME, Burlingame Veterinary Consulting on Facebook. And you can, I don't know, do they have links on Facebook from one page to another? If they, Janice is saying yes, yes, see, I don't even know that. So you could go to Martha Norwalk's Animal World and link to Dr. Bill's Facebook page through ours. Okay, cool. See, that's pretty easy. So have you figured out how to do this Facebook thing?
I beat around on it a little bit.
Okay. Yeah, I'm still learning. Thank goodness for Janice.
Mm-hmm.
And just to clarify for the animals and the immune support, we've got the immune tabs, which are the combo version you were talking about. And the green label is for most dogs and cats that would eat it.
Right.
And the red label is the more concentrated version of all the good stuff.
Yeah, we use that for cancer and autoimmune disease and animals that are in critical shape that need a big boost.
Yeah, and it's really phenomenal. If you know anyone, folks, around that has an animal with cancer, then they really need to be on this.
And it works in conjunction with when people are doing chemo. It can work with chemo to make the patient stronger.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's not it's a standalone therapy. In some situations, we give them options that they don't normally have, but it's also a great adjunctive therapy with traditional approaches.
Yeah. And then we've got the Immune Chews, which is the chewable version and a simpler version for cats, for puppies.
Right.
And and then the transfer factor, that's for humans.
That's
right?
The human product.
The human product. So you can cover all the bases, humans and animals, by calling Dr. Bill. And that's the nice thing is you don't have to find a practitioner or go to a doctor appointment to get this great immune support. You can get it straight from Dr. Bill. And when you heard the discussion on vaccinations, if you're planning on, you know, you're vaccinating young animals or you're going to boost them, you want them on this immune support either at the same time of the vaccination or ideally a week or so before you start them to improve.
And also
their response.
Yeah, and also before going on a trip or before going to a boarding kennel or something like that. It's a stressful event, and that's when you're exposed to pathogens. So you prime the immune system ahead of the game.
That's an excellent idea for any time you know that there's going to be stress coming up in your animal's lives, and especially like if you're going to board or something, get them on the immune support. So this immune support is something, I know we don't have a lot of time, that you could do sometimes but not all the time, depending on your animal's condition and what's going on in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Any stressful event.
All right. Well, remember, it's Burlingame Veterinary Consulting. You'll find them on Facebook. You can go to Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook and then link to Dr. Bill. Or you can simply give him a call at 425-903-1913 or email BillBurlingameDVM@gmail.com. Okay, then. Next week, you know, at Shelter Rescue Sanctuary and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday, and I'm sure we'll have a ton more stuff to talk about. I even had more stuff today we didn't get to, but we'll get to it next week. And then, Mike, thank you. Janice, thank you so much. Dr. Bill, thank you ever so much for being here. And as always, let me remind you, animals have feelings too, so treat your animal friends better than family. Please always be kind to, open your heart, share your love with all living things, and I'll talk to you again next week.